USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Vice President Mike Pence tells Fox News Sunday he has no idea who the self-described member of the Trump administration might be who told the New York Times his concern whether the president is fit to serve. Pence was asked by host Chris Wallace if staff members should be given a lie detector test to rule out possible suspects.
I would agree to take it in a heartbeat and would submit to any review of the administration.
You think the administration should do that?
Well, that'd be a decision for the president.
Counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, tells CNN's State of the Union the media response has been irresponsible.
For a media that is constantly talking about facts, accuracy, transparency, authority, the authoritativeness to this anonymous writer was imbued automatically because of the content. As long as the message is anti-Trump, it seems the messenger has credibility.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
George Papadopoulos, the one-time foreign policy advisor on the Trump campaign, was sentenced last week to 2 weeks in prison for lying to the FBI about his contacts with Russian officials. Appearing on ABC's This Week, Papadopoulos was asked if he's still loyal to President Trump.
I'm loyal to my country, first and foremost, and that's actually why I decided to cooperate with the special counsel.
Papadopoulos says during the campaign, then-Senator Jeff Sessions was enthusiastic about organizing a meeting between Trump and Russian President Putin. Sessions told lawmakers that he shut down the idea. New Jersey Transit and Amtrak services in and out of Penn Station, New York, were suspended for hours Saturday morning after wires fell onto a train in the Hudson Tunnel. Passenger Becky Bintram tells 1010 Winds it was a scary moment.
Once the noises started coming and we realized something was wrong, I thought the train was going to derail, and I had a moment of thinking it was going to flip over.
None of the hundreds of passengers were seriously injured, but they had to sit in darkness with no air conditioning for about an hour and a half. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. If you're an entrepreneur or a small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You'll have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify. To see if your area is available, call 800-235-1462. That's 800-235-1462.
Former President Barack Obama says November midterm elections give America a chance to restore some sanity to our politics. USA's Wendy King reports.
Speaking in Southern California, Obama took another swipe at his successor as he raised his profile, campaigning for fellow Democrats to regain control of the House, pushing hard to stump for 7 Democrats in close midterm races that are coming up in only 2 months. Mr. Obama laid out the stakes in the upcoming elections.
If we don't step up, things can get worse. We have a chance to restore some sanity in our politics.
The president mocked Obama's reemergence in an interview on Friday.
I've always sort of dozed off watching him. He's trying to make a comeback because the Democrats are really in shambles.
The Democratic People's Republic of Korea turns 70 today. North Koreans are celebrating the founding of the DPRK by Kim Jong-un's grandfather, Kim Il-sung, on September 9, 1948. Celebrations taking place throughout the country all weekend, culminating with a military parade on the streets of Pyongyang. Apple has warned U.S. trade officials that the latest planned round of import taxes on Chinese goods could drive up the price of iPhones, AirPods, and Mac computers, all currently manufactured in China. President Trump suggested in a tweet Saturday that Apple make its products on American soil instead. The president pitching it as an easy, no-tax solution. No response yet